Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is it permitted to use, in lieu of the more standard bamboo of or palm fronds as schach, can somebody use wood slats? So this is an extensive discussion in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, and the Achronim. But the bottom line is that it depends the width of the slat. So we're going to simply bring the psak of the Halicha Shlomo of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach when it comes to using more narrow slats. He brings as follows, and it's brought in his name as follows in the Halicha Shlomo, Aminag B'Yushalayim L'Sachech B'Nesarim Dakim. The Minag in Yushalayim is to indeed use narrow wood slats or beams as chach, and it's typically referred to as blafonim. However, there is something to be makbid about, at least in Yushalayim they're makbid about it, that they should not be wider than one tefach. So a little bit background on this, as it's discussed in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows, denagu shelo lesachech b'nesarim, called the minag, even though strictly speaking the real problem is when the beams are a minimum of 4 tefachim wide. That's the real problem talked about in the Gemara. The reason why that's problematic, even though it should be kosher schach because it grows from the ground and it's been not made into a final kli, so then it would be makabel tuma. Those are the requirements for schach from the ground, and it hasn't been made into something else. It's still in its raw natural form. So wood beams are indeed, they've been cut by a saw or something along those lines, but it's still in its raw form, and it hasn't been made into a vessel or a table or a ladder or anything like that, so it should be acceptable. But there's a rabbinic decree called Gzeiras Tikra. Gzeiras Tikra is that we don't want to make it look too much like a roof. It looks like our house then, and accordingly, if it's a minimum of 4 tefachim wide, that's going to be a problem, but 1 tefach is certainly less than 4 tefachim. So what's going on here? Why is the Shulchan Aruch telling us that the minhag is to not use wood slats or beams whatsoever? So the Mishnah Berurah explains there are two possible issues, two possible problems with using wood beams, wood slats. Number one is the chayshinat shemayava l'sachech b'inyan shelo yematar yachol eirich. And concern number one is that they are going to use those beams, those slats, even though they're fairly narrow, even if it's less than a tefach wide, the concern is that they're going to put them side by side and it's going to be too close together, so rain isn't going to even be able to get in. And another reason is because of Mishum Gzeiras Tikra. Still, even though the original decree was only for wider beams, but there is an opinion that says that applies even for narrow beams, like those less than 1 tefach. Now, truth be told, mikomakom, based on both of these reasons, either it's because they're putting the slats close together so there's not going to be rain coming in, or because of Gzeiras Tikra, it looks too much like a real ceiling, a real roof on a house. If you're using only very narrow ones, for example, less than a tefach, that should not be a concern. Neither of those reasons should be a concern. But nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah continues that there are Rishonim that say that Mi'ikar Adin, even if it's less than a tefach, that would be problematic because of Gzeiras Tikra. Why? Because at various times they indeed did use beams, slats, and the like that were narrow even in the houses. So even though originally maybe they used only wider ones, but when you use narrower ones, it would still fall under the Gzeiras Tikra that you don't want the roof of a sukkah to look like the roof of a house. How, having said that, the Halicha Shlomo, as we mentioned before, is lenient in using these wood beams and the like, but he does say in Yushalayim, their hakpada is to not have it as wide as a tefach, so it should be smaller than the tefach. And he explains as follows, why doesn't this fall into Gzeiras Tikra? So he explains that when the concern is Gzeiras Tikra, the fundamental, the ikar part of the roof is the wood, and you simply use cement or some other building material on top of it, but that's not the main function. The main function, the main creation of the roof is the wood itself, and then you happen to add a little concrete and the like on top of it. That is how they used to build. Nowadays, that's not how we build. The wood beams are not there to be the main part of the roof. They are simply there to hold the cement. The cement is the main part of what we are using as the roof. So accordingly, to say a Gzeiras Tikra, it doesn't apply nowadays when the main part of your roof was wood. We had concern when you use schach as wood, but nowadays the main part of our roofs inside, our ceilings, our roofs inside, is not the wood, it's the cement. The beams of wood are meant simply to hold the cement there. So accordingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was of the view that because of how we build nowadays, gzeiras tikra does not apply when we're talking about narrow slats. And accordingly, this is the punchline. Umata hen omnam dekeven de gazru, because they still did make the gzera. The gzera exists by Chazal. Badai lo nitbal gzera. The gzera still applies gam bizmanenu nowadays as well, but we are not going to apply it widely to all wood slats and beams, even the narrow ones. Harei aval harei ein ze ela bearba'a. It's going to only apply like originally instituted for tzvachim. Ma she'en ke bepachos midal lo gazru. However, the original institution of the decree of Gzeiras Tikra was four tvachim, and more. Accordingly, Meikar Din, if it's less than four tvachim, it's not going to apply. Nonetheless, he says that the Hakbad in Yerushalayim is less than a tefach. But there we have it, four tvachim and more, Gzeiras Tikra, that is going to be prohibited to use aschach in one sukkah. Meikar Din, less than four tvachim would be okay. And we have Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach saying that nonetheless, there is a hakpada, at least in Yerushalayim, to have it a tefach, less than a tefach, that would be the ideal. But otherwise, not a problem whatsoever. Just want to add on, actually, an interesting story that it has in the footnote. On the footnote, there's like two sets of footnotes in the Halicha Shlomo. So this is the Orchos Halach. He tells a story here that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had a family member, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach saw this family member that he was not using the standard with narrow wood slats that were used in Yerushalayim, less than a tefach, but he started using palm fronds. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and palm fronds are acceptable according to anyone, and there's not even a limitation in the width because it's not weight of wood. You can have palm fronds that are 5, 6, 7 tefachim, right? Not a problem whatsoever. And this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said to his relative who was using those palm fronds. Ha'im tovi manu ma'avoseinu v'ravoseinu shesichachu beplaponim. Are we better than our ancestors and our rabbis that used the wood slats in Yerushalayim? Then lanu ligrum lotzas las chasa shalom al rishonim. If you make this change and you're using the palm fronds, that makes it look like the people who came before us were saying we're rejecting what their minhag is and saying that what they used is not good enough for us. So we have to be very careful. That is the wrong message. We should not be changing and using palm fronds. We should continue with the minhag of Yerushalayim, A, because it's lechatchila, not a problem, and B, because we don't want it to give off the impression that we are saying that what we are using is acceptable now, but what they used before us, which were the slats, were not acceptable. So that is indeed an interesting story to really bring this home, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that it was absolutely lechatchila to use the wood beam. Certainly not for tefachim or more. It has to be less than four tefachim. And as we said, it should be ideally less than a tefach, at least Hakbara in Yerushalayim. Actually, there's another story that's brought here on the Aderet, that when he came to Yerushalayim, he was not very into using the wood slats, and he preferred other materials. Lo nichle amina v'sichek bekanim. He used reeds or bamboo, whatever what kanim were, but he didn't want to use the wood slats. He was concerned, even less than a tefach. However, when he saw that the Arabs would actually be building their houses with those kanim, he changed his mind and he accepted the minhag of Yerushalayim to use the wood slats, the wood beams. So again, we see it that it would be a minag lechatchila, lacha lechatchila, to use the wood slats as long as they are less than the four tefachim, and certainly ideally less than one tefach. Have a wonderful day.